From the KTMO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The third day of the Christopher Strawn homicide trial yesterday featured the seating of a jury, opening statements, and the first piece of evidence presented at trial, a harrowing account of a terrified woman hiding in her trailer from a man who she believed had just shot her friend. Christopher Strawn is standing trial in Juneau Superior Court on charges related to the October 2015 shooting death of 30-year-old Brandon Cook at the Kodzoff Acres trailer park. On Wednesday, prosecuting and defense attorneys agreed to the five-woman, nine-man jury, which will hear the case through the expected two-week trial. After the jury was sworn in, attorneys for both the prosecution and defense outlined their cases during opening statements. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page admitted that a murder weapon, an alleged murder weapon, is still missing, but other evidence found at the scene and in Strawn's own trailer point to him as the only suspect in the case.
We may never find the shotgun that ended Mr. Cook's life, but we know who did. That person is Christopher Strawn. And at the end of this trial, the state will ask that you find him guilty of that murder in the first degree.
Defense attorney Yves Soutier showed pictures of Strawn's own trailer at Lot 35 in the nearby Glacier View Trailer Park.
The police immediately zeroed in on Mr. Strawn as their only suspect, to the exclusion of all other suspects.
Jurors also heard the 911 call placed by witness Tiffany Albertson after Brandon Cook was shot and killed. Alaska Air Group stock hit a new all-time high in trading Wednesday after a solid earnings report and dividend increase. Parent company of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air flew significantly more passengers in the final quarter of 2016 compared to the same period a year ago. The Seattle-based company also absorbed $81 million in merger-related costs due to its recent acquisition of rival Virgin America. Ben Minicucci is the executive in charge of integrating Virgin into Alaska. He offered a rosy outlook when he briefed Wall Street analysts on a conference call.
We are working hard on bringing these two cultures together to honor what has been so great at Alaska Airlines, but looking at Virgin and see what Virgin can bring to really help the new Alaska to greater heights. So I'm really confident about what we're doing now and where we're going.
Alaska Airlines management says it will announce decisions about the future of Virgin America brand and its acquired fleet of Airbus jets late next month. Due to strong earnings in 2016, officials say most Alaska Airlines workers will soon receive profit-sharing bonuses equal to about 1 month's pay. Oprah Winfrey will take a cruise this summer in a place she's never been, Alaska. July Cruise will launch a partnership between O, the Oprah magazine, and Holland America Line. Partnership will include programming for 300 Holland America cruises this year and next, with onboard activities developed in collaboration with O magazine. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom.